You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk with Angela Armstrong. I'm your host, Angela, and today we're deep diving into a crucial topic, mindfulness as the foundation of resilience. In our previous episodes, we introduced the concept of calibrated resilience and explore the fascinating science of personal transformation. Today, we're going to focus on a practice that's at the heart of building lasting resilience, mindfulness. Whether you're completely new to mindfulness or have been practicing for years, this episode will offer valuable insights into how this powerful tool can enhance your resilience and overall well-being. We'll explore the science behind mindfulness, learn practical techniques, and even experience a guided mindfulness exercise together. So, let's begin our mindful journey towards greater resilience. Let's start by clearly defining mindfulness. At its core, mindfulness is the practice of being fully present and engaged in the current moment, aware of your thoughts and feelings without distraction or judgment. It sounds simple, but in our fast-paced, constantly connected world, it's a skill that takes practice to develop. Mindfulness has its roots in ancient meditation practices, particularly in Buddhist traditions. However, in recent decades, it has been adapted and studied extensively in Western psychology and neuroscience. This has led to the development of secular mindfulness practices that are now widely used in various settings, from corporate offices to healthcare facilities. It's important to note that mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or achieving the state of eternal calm. Instead, it's about developing a different relationship with our thoughts and experiences. It's about observing without immediately reacting and accepting what is without trying to change it immediately. Now, let's delve into how mindfulness relates to resilience. The connection is backed by a growing body of scientific research. Let's start with stress reduction. Studies have shown that regular mindfulness practices can lower cortisol levels, the hormone associated with stress. This reduces the harmful effects of chronic stress on our bodies and our minds. A 2013 study published in the journal Health Psychology found that mindfulness was associated with decreased cortisol levels in a sample of adults. Emotional regulation. Mindfulness increases our awareness of our emotional states, right? This heightened awareness helps us respond to challenges more effectively rather than reacting impulsively. Research from the University of Toronto has shown that mindfulness meditation can affect areas of the brain involved in emotional regulation. Cognitive flexibility. Regular mindfulness practices can enhance our ability to shift perspectives and think creatively about our problems, right? A study published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology found that mindfulness training improved cognitive flexibility in its participants. Self-awareness. Mindfulness deepens our understanding of ourselves, our patterns, and our needs. This self-knowledge is crucial for building personalized resilience strategies. It allows us to recognize our triggers and respond more effectively to stressors. Present moment focus. By anchoring us in the present, mindfulness can prevent excessive worry about the future or rumination about the past, both of which can undermine resilience. A study published in the journal Psychiatry Research found that mindfulness-based stress reduction was associated with changes in gray matter concentration and brain regions involved in learning and memory processes, emotional regulation, and perspective taking. Let me tell you about my mindfulness story. In the early morning, I stood by the window, cradling a mug of tea and gazing out the dew-covered grass. Each droplet reflected the world, reminding me of the countless perspectives we can take on our experiences. As I breathed in the aroma of my tea, I recalled my father's words, "Dedication and perseverance, Angie. They are your beacons through any darkness." In that moment of mindful reflection, I felt a shift within me. The weight of past traumas and challenges seemed to lighten as I focused on the present. The warmth of the mug in my hand, the gentle morning light, the promise of a new day. The simple act of being present allowed me to tap into an inner strength I had forgotten about. Through practicing mindfulness, I learned to observe my thoughts and feelings without judgment, creating space between my experiences and my reactions. This newfound awareness became my anchor, helping me navigate the stormy seas of healing and personal growth with greater resilience. Each mindful moment became a step forward on my journey from shadows to strength, reminding me that even in the midst of pain, there is always potential for transformation and purpose. These scientific findings underscore the power of mindfulness as a foundation for building resilience. By practicing mindfulness, we're not just feeling calmer in the moment. We're actually changing our brains and bodies in ways that make us more resilient over time. Now that we understand the why behind mindfulness for resilience, let's explore the how. I'm going to guide you through some key mindfulness techniques that can boost your resilience. Breath awareness. This is a fundamental mindfulness practice. Simply focus your attention on your breath, noticing the sensation of each inhale and exhale. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. This helps anchor you in the present moment and can be done anywhere, anytime. Let's try a quick breath awareness exercise together. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so, and take 3 deep breaths, focusing all your attention on the sensation of breathing. Begin by sitting comfortably, spine straight but not rigid. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. We call this the calibrated resilience breath anchor. Now, imagine a calibration dial at the center of your chest. As you breathe in for 4 counts, visualize that dial turning clockwise, aligning your inner strength. Hold your breath for 2 counts, feeling the dial lock into place. As you exhale for 6 counts, see the dial emanating waves of resilience through your body. Repeat this cycle 3 times. Inhale 4 counts, dial turns. Hold 2 counts, dial locks. Exhale 6 counts, resilience radiates. With each breath, your resilience becomes more finely tuned, more responsive to life's challenges. After the 3rd cycle, take a final deep breath, feeling calibrated and resilient. Open your eyes, carrying this centered strength with you throughout your day. Second, we have the body scan. This involves systematically focusing your attention on different parts of your body, from your toes to the top of your head. It's excellent for releasing physical tension and increasing body awareness. Mindful observation is the 3rd one. You choose an object in your environment and focus all your attention on it for a few moments. Notice its colors, textures, and shapes. This helps train your mind to focus and be present. It's a great technique to use when you need a quick mindfulness break throughout your busy day. 4th, we have the loving kindness meditation. This practice involves directing feelings of compassion and goodwill towards yourself and others. It can be particularly powerful for building emotional resilience. Research has shown that this practice can increase positive emotions and decrease negative ones. Last, we have the mindful movement. Practices like yoga or tai chi combine physical movement with the mindfulness awareness, providing both mental and physical benefits. This can be especially helpful for people who find it challenging to sit still for traditional meditation. Remember, the goal of mindfulness isn't to clear your mind of all thoughts. It's about observing your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. This skill is invaluable when facing challenges. It allows you to respond thoughtfully rather than reacting automatically. Now I'm going to guide you through another brief mindfulness exercise that you can try right away. Begin by finding a comfortable position, either sitting or standing. Take a deep breath and close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. Now, imagine a golden anchor at the center of your chest. This anchor represents your inner strength and resilience. As you breathe in for four counts, visualize this anchor glowing brighter, becoming warmer. Hold your breath for two counts, feeling the warmth spread throughout your body. As you exhale for six counts, imagine this warmth flowing down to your feet, grounding you. Repeat this cycle three times. Inhale four counts, anchor brightens. Hold two counts, warmth spreads. Exhale six counts, grounding occurs. With each breath, tune into a different sense. First cycle, focus on what you hear. Notice sounds that are near or far. On your second cycle, notice any scents that are in the air or taste that's in your mouth. On the third cycle, become aware of the physical sensations in your body. Where do you feel tension? Where do you feel relaxed? Now, keeping your eyes closed, imagine a dial next to your anchor. This dial represents your ability to calibrate your responses to life's challenges. As you take one final breath, visualizing turning this dial, fine-tuning your resilience. Exhale slowly, fully anchored, calibrated, and resilient. Open your eyes, carrying the centered strength with you. Remember, you can return to this calibrated resilience anchor anytime you need to ground yourself and boost your inner strength. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily life doesn't have to be time consuming. Here are some simple ways to bring mindfulness into your routine. You start your day with a few mindful breaths before getting out of bed. Practice mindful eating by really focusing on the taste, texture, and the smell of your food. Take mindful moments throughout your day, brief pauses to check in with yourself. And end your day with a short gratitude practice, mindfully reflecting on the positive aspects of your day. Remember, consistency is key. That is something you will keep hearing me say in my podcast and in my speeches. Remember, consistency is key. Even a few minutes of daily practice can make a significant difference over time. As you develop your mindfulness practice, you may face some challenges. It's common for your mind to wander or to feel restless, and it's okay. You might find yourself getting frustrated or thinking, I'm not doing this right. These experiences are all normal and part of the process. The key is to approach these challenges with self-compassion. Remember, the act of noticing that your mind has wandered, gently bringing it back to the present moment, is the practice. Each time you do this, you're strengthening your mindfulness muscle. If you're struggling with sitting still, try walking meditation or mindful movement practice. If you're having trouble finding time, start with just 1 minute a day and gradually increase. The important thing is to be consistent and patient with yourself. By cultivating mindfulness, you're not just building resilience. You're enhancing your overall quality of life. You're developing the ability to fully engage with your experiences, manage stress more effectively, and approach challenges with greater clarity and calm. While formal mindfulness practices like meditation are valuable, we integrate it into our daily lives, right? Here are some ways to bring mindfulness into your everyday activities. In mindful communication, when conversing with others, practice giving them your full attention. Notice when your mind starts to wander or when you're planning what to say next instead of truly listening. Mindful work. Take short mindful breaks during your workday. Set an intention at the start of each task. Notice the physical sensations of typing, writing, or whatever your work involves. Mindful emotion. When you experience strong emotions, practice observing them without immediately reacting. Notice where you feel the emotion in your body. Mindful decisions. Before making any decision, take a mindful pause. Check in with yourself about how you're feeling and what it is that you truly need. Mindful technology use. Practice being aware of your urge to check your phone or social media constantly. Can you pause and take a breath before reaching for your device? By infusing mindfulness into these everyday moments, you're continuously building your resilience and creating a more aware, intentional way of living. Now, let's address some common questions about mindfulness and resilience. Question one, I can't seem to quiet my mind. Am I doing mindfulness wrong? Not at all. The goal of mindfulness isn't to have a perfectly quiet mind. It's normal for thoughts to arise. The practice of mindfulness is about noticing these thoughts without getting caught up in them. Think of your mind like a sky and your thoughts like the clouds that are passing by. You're simply observing them, not trying to make them disappear. With practice, you may find that spaces between those thoughts naturally grow longer. How long should I practice mindfulness each day to see benefits? While more practice generally yields greater benefits, even short periods of mindfulness can be effective. Research has shown improvements in stress levels with just 5 to 10 minutes of daily practice. The key is consistency. It's better to practice for 5 minutes every day than for an hour once a week. Start with an amount that feels manageable for you and gradually increase it as it becomes a habit. Can mindfulness help with specific issues like anxiety or insomnia? Absolutely. Mindfulness has been shown to be beneficial for a range of issues, including anxiety and sleep problems. For anxiety, mindfulness can help you observe anxious thoughts without getting caught up in them, reducing their power. For insomnia, mindfulness can calm the racing thoughts that often keep us awake at night. However, it is important to note that while mindfulness can be a powerful tool, it is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment when needed. I've tried mindfulness before and it didn't work for me. Should I try again? Yes, absolutely. There are many different approaches to mindfulness, and what works for one person might not work for another, which is why I came up with calibrated resilience. If sitting meditation doesn't resonate with you, you might prefer mindful movement or informal mindfulness practices. It's also worth noting that the benefits of mindfulness often develop subtly over time. You might not notice dramatic changes immediately, but with consistent practice, you may start to see shifts in how you respond to stress and challenges. How can I remember to be mindful in stressful moments? This is a common challenge. One effective strategy is to use mindfulness cues, choosing specific triggers in your environment to remind you to take a mindful moment. This could be things like red traffic lights, your phone ringing, or walking through doorways. Whenever you encounter your chosen cue, take a deep breath and check in with yourself. Over time, this can help make mindfulness a normal response to stress. Now that we've explored the foundations of calibrated resilience, it's time to take the next step in your personal growth journey. I'm excited to introduce to you our Calibrated Resilience Tier 1 program. It's a self-paced course designed to help you build personalized resilience strategies that work for your unique life and challenges. Here's why you should consider enrolling in this today. Flexibility. As a self-paced program, you can learn and implement strategies on your own schedule, fitting resilience building into your busy life. Personalization. Tier 1 includes our proprietary resilience quotient assessment, or RQA, helping you identify your specific resilience needs and strengths. Practical tools. You'll gain access to a toolkit of evidence-based techniques, exercises, and resources to enhance your resilience in real-world situations. Tier 1 was changed to a monthly subscription, so you'll have enrollment as long as you keep subscribing, and you'll have access to those course materials. And it allows you to revisit and enforce what you've learned as needed before you go on to Tier 2. You'll have community support. Join our private online community of like-minded individuals on their own resilience journeys. To get started, simply visit www.calibratedresilience.com. CalibratedResilienceNCE.com. And click on the Enroll Now button for Calibrated Resilience Tier 1. Use the code PODCAST20 at checkout to receive a special 20% discount exclusively for our podcast listeners. Remember, investing in your resilience is investing in your future. Don't wait for life's challenges to overwhelm you. Start building your personalized resilience strategy with Calibrated Resilience Tier 1. Your journey to a more resilient you starts now. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into mindfulness as a foundation for resilience. I hope you're feeling inspired to incorporate more mindfulness moments throughout your day. Remember, building a mindfulness practice is a journey. Be patient with yourself and celebrate those small victories along the way. Even if a few mindful breaths can make a difference in how you respond to life's challenges. If you found value in this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and share it with others who might benefit. Your support helps us spread these important ideas to a wider audience. Until then, remember, each breath is an opportunity to be present, to build resilience, and to transform your life. This is Angela R. Strong signing off. Here is to your mindfulness resilience journey.
In the world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential near and far. Angela R. Strong, raising the bar. To legacy, we've got the key, unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free. Ooh. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential near and far. Angela R. Strong, raising the bar. From awakening to legacy, we've got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free. Ooh, Angela R. Strong, your time is now. Awakening to legacy, we've got the key, we've got the key.